The Pinder Report, brought to you by MotorWorks. Don't trust your BMW to just anyone. MotorWorks has the latest BMW tools and software for diagnostics and repairs without dealers' prices. On 51st Ave, 3rd Street Southeast.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Oh, Jay, thank you. Too kind. Good to be here, men. And what a Sunday it was in the NFL. We waste no time and get right to it. How about the week that Sean Payton had? Drew Brees hurt. Well, obviously, I mean, you brought in Jameis Winston. You're going to live with his five interceptions. He's going to throw seven touchdowns. Away you go.
Survived with Teddy Bridgewater last year. Start eating W's.
No
start
big
eating those
deal.
W's.
Let's go. Well, hang on a minute. Taysom Hill starts. He actually looked pretty good. Got it together in the second half.
Taysom's going to keep it. Porter off the sideline. Touchdown. Taysom Hill with the quarterback power we've been asking for, and he walks into the end zone.
They were asking for quarterback power,
and Taysom Hill delivered it.
Sean Payton vindicated 24-9. The Saints romp. A lot of people were on Atlanta. How'd that go for you?
Minus three and a half, or even plus three and a half? Didn't matter.
Thanks, Russick. Thanks a lot, George.
Thanks, George.
A team that even when they're up by three touchdowns with 9 seconds left can find ways to lose. Yeah, go with them. Good. Detroit, Carolina, the Lions, a chance to get to 500. Only one issue, guys. They're bad at football. They got P.J. Walkered yesterday.
Walker. Protection collapsing late, but Samuel open in the end zone. He's got it for the touchdown.
Yeah, that was P.J. Walker to Curtis Samuel. Walker went 24 of 34, 258 yards. And, yeah, was it close? Did they need a kick it? Oh, 20-0, they shut out the Lions.
That is really something.
Like
I get that quarterbacks don't play aren't on the same time as quarterbacks and that, but my good heavens.
You know what it reminds me of? The year they missed the playoffs after Glenn Gullitson when the Flames got Christopher Gibson'd.
Yeah, that was and the thing is, Walker threw two interceptions in the end zone. Like, it could have been far worse.
Yeah, pretty much should have been 34-0, you hacks.
Last Lions.
Detroit is awful.
Yeah, they last time they were shut out, 2009, October 18th of 09. So congrats to Matt Patricia.
Well, they got another chance on Thursday. That's the good news.
Tight turn. I love it, yeah.
Jump on those Houston wagers as soon as you can. Tennessee, Baltimore, let's go there. A couple of teams trying to get back on track, and this one was good right to the end, needing overtime.
Henry gets the carry running left. Henry to the 25, Henry to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5.
Yes! Oh, yes! 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 Yes!
Touchdown, Titans, as the Titans will run out of Baltimore with a shocker in OT.
Lots there to unpack. First off, to the left, and then also...
Yes!
That guy needs a new set of pants. Okay.
Cheer up.
King Henry, 133 yards in the win. That rumble in overtime into the end zone to win it. 30-24, your final. The Ravens guys have dropped 3 of 4. What is going on in Baltimore? Not good.
No, it's not good. Lamar hasn't looked good. I was reading a stat yesterday, just looking at how impressive, getting guys the MVP, how incredible his run was to start his career and basically what it's looked like in the last 6 to 8 games.
Not good. Stay in the same division. The Pittsburgh Steelers were heavy favorites against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Seems appropriate.
Caught. Touchdown. Claypool. Roethlisberger. Perfectly thrown.
Is it just me, or does every Canadian look at their TV screens when Mapletron's in the end zone with heart emojis flying out at the speed of sound? It's very impressive. Attaboy Mapletron. Claypool, 10 touchdowns in his first 10 games in the NFL. That is a record in the Super Bowl era of this league. That's incredible. Canadian! Huh?
And I saw a posting last week of the top 10 first-year players in the NFL, and he wasn't even on it. It's like, wake up. Guys on a 9-0 team. Like, it's not like he's stuck in obscurity somewhere.
No!
Putting up touchdowns galore. Give this guy some credit.
10-0. Perfect start for the Steelers. Jacksonville, you still suck. Speaking of teams that suck, let's head to Cleveland, where The Philadelphia Eagles. Boy, they're going to win that NFC. Well, hang on a moment. Cleveland Dean.
DeSanders.
Massive dig.
Is the release, but an on-target throw is intercepted by Sione Takitaki. Pick six to the house for the Browns.
So they get that return touchdown. They'd add a safety, 22-17. The Browns win.
Whoa.
All-around good guy, Alex Singleton, a fumble recovery in the loss. But the Browns guys, 7-3. They're probably going to make the playoffs.
Whoa.
I know. The Browns, guys. The Browns.
Baker is not very good.
He doesn't have to be. They got those two running backs.
I know.
Play action. Find an open wide receiver. It's impressive how well they run the ball. Hurdling defenders. And, yeah, Philly is just awful. Like, oof.
Really bad. Like, incredibly
really, really bad. Really bad. 3-6-1?
Like, are they close to, is it Jalen Hurts time? Or they got to be thinking about it?
Carson Wentz isn't good at football. Are we okay saying that?
He got, he gives up a safety.
Don't they
yesterday?
Got too many quarterbacks? Who do you decide? Wentz or Foles? I mean, this is a hard decision. Who are you playing?
It's true.
Two Hall of Famers. We've got to get rid of one. What are we going to do? Who do we
too much
keep?
Quarterback.
Too much.
Looks like both of them could lead the Alouettes to fourth in the CFL East if they get going again. Deshaun Watson had a monster day against the New England D.
Second and goal. Watson nowhere to go. Steps up. He's going to try to keep it. Juice on the five. Lowers the shoulder. And he takes it in. What a run by Deshaun Watson.
How do you like 380 combined yards of throwing and running? Two touchdowns through the air, another on the ground. So much for that vaunted New England defense. Watson had a monster day. 27-20. Houston beats New England. And so much for that little mini two-game winning streak that included the Ravens and the Jets. New England is not back at 500. They're 4-6. Cincinnati, Washington, two bad teams, but more importantly, bad news for football fans.
Burrow hit on the release, puts an arrow under it. Near side for Boyd, and it's incomplete. Burrow has just been carted into the Bengals locker room. It is the left leg. We're not going to show you the replay. It wasn't pretty. Certainly looks like something substantial.
Legs aren't supposed to bend that way, Dean. Yeah,
yeah,
not
that
good
was,
at all.
That's
so the knee usually bends that. Oh, went that. No, it shouldn't go that way. He's done for the year. He's already tweeted out. It's going to take more than that to get rid of me. I'll be back next year. Thanks for all the love. What a beauty. An incredible rookie year derailed. Think about how bad Cincinnati was and what he inherited. They fought a lot of really good teams tooth and nail to the end. His season's over. Washington would win this game 20-9. They moved to 3-7. Nothing like a share of that first place spot with three wins in the NFC East. Hoof. To the afternoon games, Miami-Denver. Miami could move into a tie with Buffalo with a win, but they seem more interested in getting gashed by the Broncos' run game instead.
Second and three, Gordon running for a block. Blocked in there by Fumagalli. There he goes for six. Gordon runs to daylight. 20-yard touchdown run, and the Broncos build on their lead.
Yep, even jerk-faced Melvin Gordon, who fumbled at the one, still scored twice without fumbling at the one. 189 yards on the ground for the Broncos, about 6 yards a pop. Tua, ineffective. Boom, he was yanked for Fitzmagic in the second half.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, dear.
I couldn't believe they had no answer for Gordon and Lindsay. It just seemed every time they handed the ball off, it was 8-9 yards per carry. They just could not find a way to stop them.
Yeah, a rough day for the Finns. Hey, guys?
Too bad. Sorry, Derek Wills.
Yeah. Derek.
I'm okay with it. Go Sorry, Bills. Lizzie.
Green Bay, Indianapolis. It was all Packers early in Indy. They led by 14 at the half. But nobody circles the wagon like Phil Rivers?
Huh?
What? Yeah, the Colts scored 20 of the last 23 points of the game, including these 3 points in overtime.
Good snap, good hold. Colts win it in overtime.
To be on Miami and watch them just chase it all day is one thing, but to be on Green Bay and watch them blow a lead like that, ugh.
Not great, Bob.
No.
Like, they can't defend. They cannot stop anyone. Three lost fumbles, picked off once. Woof. Marquez Valdez-Scantling A major fumble in overtime to set up Indy with field position.
That last one's a killer, right?
Just awful.
Because he'd made some good plays. He had a terrific catch on their march down to get it to OT.
Yeah.
But protect the football, son.
It's a hoof.
It's overtime. It's a hoof.
Yeah. Chargers-Jets. Los Angeles tried their best to lose, but, you know, New York committed to that first overall selection.
Jets take over at the 4-yard line. A second look confirms the fumble and intercepted and touchdown. Tavon Campbell picks off Flacco's first pass attempt.
Yep, that's how it goes for the Jets. The Chargers fumble inside the 5. Oh, okay, maybe it's our day. First pass of the game, 6 points the other way. Jets now 0-10, eliminated from the playoffs. So if you had January plans, Jets fans, the calendar just opened up for you. Sad, I know. But in good news, the perfect season's still alive for them. Justin Herbert, 366 yards, 3 touchdowns. Big season, boys. And I mentioned it before, Keenan Allen, 16 receptions. That's a new franchise record for the Chargers. Finally, let's go to the last couple games of the week, at least yesterday. Dallas, Minnesota, chance to get back to 500 for the Vikings against the lowly Cowboys. But Andy Dalton was back in the Red Rocket at other plans.
Bunch formation to the right. Pass is caught by Elliott, and he takes it in for a Dallas score.
Yeah, Zeke Elliott, 114 yards on the ground, a touchdown as well. Dalvin Cook in a loss, 160 and a touchdown. Could you do more for us, Dalvin? No, I think Dalvin's probably not the issue, guys. Even Kirk Cousins had a big day. 2 touchdowns, Adam Thielen. How did they lose to the Cowboys? Thought Minnesota was back. They're not back.
I don't know. Well, you know what it was? Because I had money on them.
Right. Yeah. So just put money on Dallas next time, please.
Yeah. So I had
Kansas City and Vegas, the Sunday nighter. Chiefs looking for revenge. Do you hear they were circling Arrowhead after a win earlier in the season? Those stinking Raiders leaning on the horn, doing victory laps? Not in our house! This time in Vegas. Andy Reid, the best road coach in NFL history. Went to right down to the wire here. In fact, Vegas with a touchdown to the old man, Jason Witten, late.
Carr moving to his right. Carr throws corner of the end zone. That one is caught by Jason Witten. Was he in the end zone?
That's a touchdown.
They're going to call it a touchdown for the Raiders. Jason Witten, the veteran tight end, made the catch in the far corner of the end zone.
Too soon, Dino. Minute 43 remaining. They were only up by 3. The Chiefs would take the ball on their own 20 and like a hot knife through butter.
Shotgun snap to Mahomes. He's back to pass. He has time. He steps up. Mahomes throws for the end zone. Got a man wide open. It's Kelce. Touchdown, Kansas City.
They're just phenomenal, at least on offense. Chiefs now 9-1 with that Kelce touchdown in the dying moments of the game. Vegas 6-4, but that has them on the bubble for a playoff spot in the AFC. That was your Sunday.
Watching that game, that last game, it was like the Raiders, why celebrate that touchdown?
No. Yeah.
They say, we got the lead, boys. Yeah, we got but we're not going to have it. Was there anything? It's amazing to watch. I don't know if we're watching Jordan-esque type stuff, but it feels like it. Did anybody have any doubt that he was going to do it? That Mahomes, a minute and a half.
He made that big tackle to keep the clock running?
Yeah.
And I was like, that's the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah.
Stop. Let them get out because they're going to score. You're going to have less time to get down the field.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah. No, it's an amazing thing to watch right now. And I know we appreciate it and we know what we're watching. They gave him all the money in the world. He's still underpaid. He's the best in the sport. And he's not breaking a sweat half the time. It looks like he's just, let's go have fun. It looks like schoolyard stuff. That last drive was so easy and fun for him. It was no challenge.
And, they're doing it all with offense. Like, did the Kansas City defense show you anything yesterday?
Zero.
So, you can allow 31 points and still win. Because you've got Mahomes. As long as he has the ball last, you're not going to lose with this guy.
Those Raiders receivers let Carr down, too. There were about 5
Aguilar
balls.
Aguilar had some big drops.
There were about 5 balls.
Fullback had a couple big drops that would have been big gainers. But, I mean, even still, they scored 31 points. And they did get the score in that final drive down by 4. It's just as long as there's time on the clock and you're giving the ball back to Mahomes, you cannot be comfortable.
Yeah.
Finally, guys, week 11 will close tonight, and a gem on tap. 6-3 Rams, 7-3 Bucks. Rams trying to keep pace with the Seahawks, who are at 7-3. They can do so with a win. And the Bucks, well, they need a win to get to 8 victories. That would put them in a tie, at least in the win column, with New Orleans, although New Orleans has beat them twice, so they'll hold the tiebreak, and they played one fewer game. Either way, two good teams, both appear to be playoff bound, and only one will win tonight. Disruptive force Aaron Donald against the GOAT, Tom Brady. Should be a good one. Can't wait. So here's how it looks. Pittsburgh and Kansas City, the class of the NFL thus far, 10-0 and 9-1 in the AFC. New Orleans, with that victory with Taysom Hill, takes control of the NFC. That Green Bay loss helps them a bunch. So, yeah, there you have it. They'll be watching the Bucs closely tonight, will the Saints. And finally, an update on that NFC dumpster fire, NFC East. Giants, Cowboys, Eagles, and the Washingtons all have 3 wins.
The Washingtons, yeah, I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's not pretty. Should we get a little hockey in? Just a touch.
Well, before, real quick. All right. Well, I was going to say, just I guess very quickly, what are we looking at for Thanksgiving Thursday? What are the 3 we got going?
Houston and Detroit is the one game that we alluded to because, again, Detroit got blanked by P.J. Walker.
Right, so they need a tight turn. That's exactly, yeah, that's exactly what they need is a tight turn.
And against Deshaun Watson, who just went off against New England's defense, that's the 10:30 in the morning game. Washington-Dallas, nothing like a first-place matchup, hey? Don't tell me it's 2 3-win teams. Tell me it's a first-place matchup, and it is. That NFC East battle goes at 2:30 from the house that Jarrah built. And Baltimore-Pittsburgh, your nightcap at 6:20 on Thursday. That's going to be a gem and a reminder. Get online and check it out. The Iconic Turkey Bowl. You can order food and a growler of beer to your house. IconicTurkeyBowl.com for more information. There's your Thursday, Dean. Just did it for you.
Yeah, I hope you're right about that Steelers-Ravens. I hope you're right.
It should be, yeah. I mean,
just the Ravens have...
The one thing, though, Pittsburgh's not good at stopping
they've
the run.
They've lost 3 of 4. They just seem very out of sync right now.
Pittsburgh has not been dominant in all their wins, but they have won all their games. So let's hope we get a good one there. And who knows? Maybe Deshaun pounding the Lions, we'll get a cackle out of that. But, that could be good. And if not, hey, you got the Big Sky Barbecue.
You got a
cold
growler full of beer. Yeah.
All right, to hockey we go. Guys, the Flames first rounder of just, what, a month ago or so? Connor Zeri. Having a day in Red Deer, huh? No, it wasn't... Billy Bob's on a Wednesday. He was set up a goal, 2 assists in the red-white scrimmage. Playing with Kirby Dach of the Hawks? That's it. You're going to make the team spot if he keeps playing there. And Philip Tomasino, who's been playing with a bit, the Philly pick. Really not much to talk about here except an excuse to play this wonderful song. A remix of the old Red Hot. Can't touch a flame because it's red hot.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Our boys, the Small Town DJs, remix this one for you.
Zeri playing on the wing on that line. Dach playing center. Tomasino on the right side. For those of you who
red hot
are concerned about, is Zeri is he a centerman? Then drafted a centerman, right?
Well, I mean, it's the World Juniors, and if he makes the teams this age, that'd be pretty good too. And finally, Dean, are the Flames trading Sam Bennett and Noah Hanifin to Boston for Jake DeBrusk and Brandon Carlo? That was the bad hockey board internet trade rumor that we got.
Was it?
Oh my!
Well, we'll discuss. Yeah, we'll break it down.
Good. Awesome. NBA free agency, really quickly, Fred VanVleet, $85 million over 4 years. His money paid next year lower than the other 3 years, so they do have room to add a max contract. Wonder who that could be. Maybe someone Greek, someone that could fit in. We'll see. Ibaka to the Clippers, thank you for your service, Serge. He's gone. Big shout-out to Toronto and the country of Canada on his way. He'll be reunited with Kawhi. Marc Gasol also going to L.A., but he's going to the Lakers. His brother Powell, a legend of Laker lore. So he'll go follow his footsteps. And the Raptors signed 3 Bs. Kiwi Santa Aaron Baines joins the fold. 2-year deal, $14 million. Chris Boucher stays in Toronto on a 2-year deal. He went from not playing basketball, giving up on his career living in Quebec, to making, $13.5 million the next 2 years in the NBA. That's a nice turn of events. Not that Quebec's bad, but, you know, NBA money, that's good. And DeAndre Bembry, a forward, signs a 2-year deal. He's 26, known for defense first play on the wing. They've got about $5 million in cap space left, and they keep Freddie VanVleet. You were worried about that, Dino, FVV.
Yeah, I was. He's my boy. Big Fred, big Freddie fan.
Your son is he's an excellent basketball player. Congrats on his new deal. And now you got some more money for ramps because $85 million is a lot of dough.
Yeah, hand it over.
Highest contract ever given away to a player undrafted in NBA history. That's impressive stuff. Attaboy, Freddie.
Attaboy.
Bet on yourself, he says, Dean.
Yeah, it's worked for me.
You're not betting on the Dolphins, Packers, and Cardinals. Probably better to bet on yourself than those three.
Yeah.
Oof.
Well, that's been my credo for sure.
Well, it's November 23rd. Let's take a little peek at history. 1975, it was minus 15 at McMahon Stadium. Eskimos and Alouettes battle for the Grey Cup, a 9-6 thriller. In 75, back in McMahon.
Wow.
Would have been state of the... No, it was still a dump. Okay. 1988, how about this?
Okay.
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1988. Guess
Murphy
what he did.
Plays it off the board. Kings hold it in the slot. Taylor, right side to Robitz, to a Gretzky, and he scores! Wayne Gretzky with it. Taylor with a nice move, got it to Gretzky, just standing to the left of the crease, and Gretzky just shoveled it in.
So notes to play-by-play guys out there. When someone's one goal away from 600 on their career, maybe note that number they were on their back and who they are. It's not Robitaille. 99's Gretzky. That was the 600th goal of his career.
And Gretzky just shoveled it in.
Yeah, he
that's
sure
it.
Did.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's a good
2008,
call.
The Stamps ruined the party in Montreal on this day. They beat the Alouettes in front of over 66,000 fans at the Big O in Montreal. 22-14.
Yes.
I was at the Barley Mill getting wasted. In Penticton. Where were you? 08.
Boy, I have no recall.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. That was the West Final where Mike Labinjo, rest in peace, made
those
two huge stops at the goal line against BC. That was
right.
A good year for the Stamps. And in 2018, Phil Mickelson beat Tiger Woods. That was 2 years ago. In their made-for-TV one-on-one event.
Phil?
That's none of your business.
Okay. Happy birthday to Habs captain Saku Koivu. He's now 46, played 18 seasons in the NHL. That's a lot.
Boy, Saku.
Current Habs captain Gabe Landeskog, 28. Sportsnet's Colby Armstrong, 38.
Yeah.
Pride of Lloydminster, hey?
Who?
Armdog.
He's not from Lloydminster.
Yeah.
He's from Saskatoon.
Nope.
Yeah, well, the website was wrong. And from the arm dog to the arm hair, happy 33rd birthday, Nicholas Backstrom. No, wait, it's the good Nicholas Backstrom, the setup man, not the lush arm-haired sieve. Close. Garnet Hathaway, 29, Jeez, forever aflame, Dean?
Right up there.
Maybe. Anywhere.
Greatest player. Remember when he went up against Chara first game? My goodness, this guy's the greatest.
Yeah.
He went down to Chara. Chara.
Yeah.
You got that two-way deal, the ECHL and the AHL.
No, I'll get back to you. I'm going to have to look at some...
The NHL deal. Now, big deal with Washington. Attaboy, Garnet.
I'll have to take a look at some data.
And happy birthday to former Bo Sox closer turned gas can, Jonathan Papelbon, as well.
Not a fan.
Zip it in there, Johnny.
Don't even like your name, Papelbon. Finally, Movember update for you.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Yeah, Jerry Freestone coming in with $100. John Bender,
I'm a big fat dummy.
$50. Head coach of the USHL's Sioux City Musketeers, Luke Strand, $100. And Bill Scales, weigh this one, $50 as well. Look at that, we're up to $1,175 now. We got some momentum going, and anyone contributing over $50 before tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. entered to win some limited editions Miami Super Bowl Oakleys. Get your contributions in now.
Very
Movember,
nice.
Search my name, Ryan Pender.
Momentum, is that by accident or were you?
Well, this is why it takes 18 hours to craft the Pender Report.
Well done, yeah.
Yeah, thanks. You're welcome. That's it. Yeah.
The Pender Report, brought to you by MotorWorks. Don't trust your BMW to just anyone. MotorWorks has the latest BMW tools and software for diagnostics and repairs without dealers' prices on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
All of fame career over here.